Oh, and in some odd animal news in science, first known organism capable of giving birth to two separate species discovered.
Whoa.
Yes, the queen Iberian harvester ant mates with a different species to create an army of worker ants. So as far as interspecies reproduction, that's just something that we've never even witnessed or been able to see before. And whoever tried that is gross. But yeah, this is the first time. Like, so she'll just go have, you know, to make obviously the best worker ants over here, but this species of ant, and then...
A totally different species. But it's still an ant.
Yeah, but ants are very complex. And their social structures and stuff like that.
But as far as species go, it's like an ant having sex with a spider, and then the spider, you know, becoming a worker ant.
And now you got spiders all over your potato salad at a picnic. Because at the end of the day, it's still an ant, you know.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I know.
Yeah.
It's quite the visual. Yeah, an ant.
If you could, mate with a different species and produce an offspring, what would it be?
Well, I really don't have a sense of adventure, and so I think I would want to mate with somebody who had a real sense of adventure so that I give birth to something that is like, you know what?
So what would that be?
I think that would be a wolf.
A wolf?
Don't wolves go out and they're just out, all out and just gallivanting and searching and exploring and, you know, and they're also tough. You know, no one's going to
attack them. Okay,
really.
A wolf.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you are sort of a dog.
I'm going to take, you know, I know it's supposed to be a slam. I'm taking it as a compliment. I think dogs are better than people, mostly. Yeah, exactly.
I can see his attraction to you.
So I want something that I don't have.
Johnny?
That's
interspecies.
Not easy.
Baby.
Not easy at all.
Who are you having it with?
Probably.
What do you mean it's not easy? You would do it with everything? I mean, there's got to be something that pops into your head.
He has a hard time narrowing it down.
Well, beaver, instantly, you know. I mean, popped into my head.
You'd want those teeth anywhere
after
near
our,
anything?
After our discussion yesterday until the beer's gone, I didn't think you liked beaver.
Uh-oh.
Probably a bald eagle, according to you. Renee, you got a guess for what interspecies thing you'd like to mate with, if this is possible in the future?
I'd say like a porcupine, because it'd be like hard to try to figure out how to like mate a porcupine. So I'd be like the first one to do it, because like, I don't know, I just think that I would grow spikes no one can mess with me.
I think that would make you like the most creepiest person on the world that you actually tried to have sex with a porcupine. Of all animals to have sex with, you said a porcupine. You are gross and kinky.
But a little bit of a badass, because that's risky.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Jordan?
Am I the only one thinking a water animal now?
Well, what are you thinking of?
Apparently.
It's a
sea turtle.
Yeah.
Huh.
They live for a long time.
Oh, they do live a long time.
They're loyal as hell. They get to the deeps of the ocean. They travel the currents going all over.
And you just kind of ride it.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, that's like totally crazy.
I wouldn't mind it.
No, I know you're gay, dude.
I put the sea in the turtle.
I would say a hippo.
Yeah, badass.
I like them big.
I like them chunky.
And you ever see like hippos running away from you?
They're flirting with you.
Yeah, this looks like big girls at the beach having fun.
It would be fun.
You know, as far as like, it's not a porcupine's ass.
No.
This is a big old hippo ass. You know what I mean? Plus, I mean, I'm not considered a creep. I'm considered like a badass. He had sex with a hippo.
Yeah. But she allowed that to happen.
Yeah, when hippos walk, they look like they're doing a Stairmaster. You know, it's like, boom.
Oh, yeah, ba-boom-ba, ba-boom-ba.
Like,
wait, have you ever seen one poop? Watch that video from the zoo.
Well, don't ruin it for me.
No. Their tail spins in a circle.
Yeah, they propel it off.
Yes.
Corey, you got an interspecies animal that if we could do this? Because this ant, apparently, this queen Iberian harvester ant mates with different species to create an army of worker ants. It's the first one discovered to be able to give birth to two separate species. So if you could create an, have offspring with another species, who would it be?
I'm going to go dolphin.
Flipper over.
Wow. Well, dolphins, I mean, if you ever, I guess, some women like who have gone swimming with dolphins get aggressive, and they actually try to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that, where a dolphin's like up on that lady, and she's like humping around the deck.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's You're laughing always at I was warned about that before I swam with dolphins, and not one made a move on me. And I was probably in the water with 20.
Not one made a move?
No, not
were
one.
Were they making moves on everybody else?
Oh, yeah. So I kind of sidled up and was like, hey.
You were there holding all the other girls' beach bags?
Yeah. They were all out there dancing with dolphins. Emo? I guess I'll just sit
interspecies
here.
They breeding? Have
a big finish. I don't know. This is weird.
Well, yeah, obviously. It's like it's never been done before just because it's like it's not supposed to be able to be done. So if you could, what would you do?
I've never thought about this before.
I had five of us to think about it.
Yeah, I know, but even then, it's not enough time.
Did any of ours sound interesting to you?
Let's go rhino.
Oh, rhino.
Wow. You are so tiny.
I don't know.
That is
rhino
just
scary.
That
like
horn's just
funny. I don't know. It just sounds like it would be a funny like combination.
An emo rhino?
A human.
All right. There you go. Now we know. Science, man.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.